there's a mic right here.
As they're finishing that up, I'm going to ask that the children come forward, because as we go to our symbols of victory and triumph, we're going to start with the fish. And Phil is going to do this for our children's sermon today. So would all the children, if all the children could come up and gather right in this area, if you could all sit on the floor in this area, that would be really helpful.
Hi. What? No. Sit out here if you would. You sit out here because I'm gonna be doing something up here that I'm gonna want you to look at. I'm sure glad to be back here. I wasn't here last week. I was down visiting my parents, but while I was down there, I had a chance to see something. Has anybody heard of Harry Potter? Oh, good. I'm glad somebody has. This past weekend, I had a chance to go see the new Harry Potter movie, and it was neat because it took a lot of things that were in the books, and I've read them all, and made them look real. You know, of course, it's all imagination, but it was a great imagination, Harry Potter. And one of the things I realized is the thing that makes Harry Potter so interesting is because he deals with secret things and secret codes and passwords. And I knew I liked those when I was your age, and I was one time your age. But I thought, well, maybe we could look at that, because you know there were secret codes and passwords in the early history of the church. And so what I'm going to do today is have a class. Just pretend like you're at Hogwarts. That's the school of wizardry. And I'm going to be giving you a class in symbols and secret codes. Ah, okay. Now then. What, you know, secret codes, you always use special symbols or special letters or things like that to write them in. And I'm going to write some secret letters up here. Well, actually, they're not too secret. Some of them look familiar. Any idea what that might be? An I. And it's got a special name in the letters that I'm using there. It's called iota. And then there's this thing. Any idea? X is the obvious answer. It's a chi. It's a chi. There's something which David would recognize, sort of, because it starts looking like an O. Except they put a little line through it, and they call it a theta. And then there's this, which is a Y, but it's got a name called upsilon, and it's actually a capital U and doesn't look like that at all. And then there's this thing, which starts out looking like an S and ends up looking like a Z and is called a, who knows? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a sigma. It's called a sigma, and it's something like our S. Now then, this is a word, and you can read it. It's ichthus. 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 Can you say that? Ichthus? Ichthus. It's a word, and we get English words from it. I don't know whether you probably haven't heard it, but ichthyology is the study of fish. And an ichthyologist is someone who studies fish. So you can go up to a fisherman sometime and call him an ichthyologist. But don't do it if he's a big fisherman, because he's liable to hit you. But no, that's, yeah. But ichthus is a word for fish. Now then, that's not what makes this special, the fact that it's got a meaning. But what I'm going to do is try and show you why it's special. We're going to take those letters, and what makes it special is that these, I think this is waiting, is it? Yeah, sigma. Okay, now then, this stands for a word, and it stands for a word in these special symbols, and I'm going to do it. Now, you can almost guess what this is. This is iota, epsilon, sigma, that's like an S, upsilon, which is like our big one there, and sigma again. And it's pronounced Jesus, Jesus. Do you have any idea what that might be? Jesus, Jesus. Almost Jesus is Jesus. In our language, but they would have called it Jesus. this one, well, they take that one and they put an I, an R, a row, an I, an S, a T, an O, and another S. Chi, rho, iota, sigma, tau, T, omicron, sigma. And they would say, Christos, Christos. You have any idea what word that would be? Jesus Christos. Jesus Christ. Did you hear? Jesus Christ. Okay. Jesus Christos. Now this theta, the word that they use is theta, epsilon, omicron, upsilon. You notice this upsilon up here, it really is a U. And they would say theu, theu. Now this comes from a word theos, from which we get the word theology, which means study of God. And theos means God, and theu means belonging to God, or gods. Now, this one, I don't expect you to get. It's upsilon, iota, omicron, sigma. And it's said uios, uios. And it means God's son. And sigma, you're not going to get this one either. You follow that up with an omega, which is a long O, tau, and then an eta, and a rho. And this would be pronounced soter, soter, and it means Savior. And so, whenever these people said ichthus, they thought instead, Jesus Christos Theou Uios soter, Jesus Christ, God's Son, my Savior. Now, the reason why this was important and why it was secret is because back a long time ago when they used this, and these Greek words, it was dangerous to be a Christian. It was dangerous to say that Jesus Christ is God's Son and our Savior. And so they had to try and find ways that they could remember that without other people knowing about it. And so they used this word, ichthus. And they knew that if they said that to somebody, they would be thinking, Jesus Christ, God's Son, Savior. And they started using symbols of fishes because that reminded them of ichthus. Of Jesus Christus Theou Uios Soter, Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. And Reverend Fisher was telling me that there's a story that says back a long time ago when someone met someone that they didn't know whether they were a Christian or not, one of the things they would do would be to, while they were talking, make a little arc like that. And if the person that they were talking to responded by making an arc like that, what does that look like? It looks like a fish. And then they would know that they knew the secret and that they were part of the same fellowship. So they had a secret symbol which was known to those who believed that Jesus Christ was God's Son and our Savior. Okay? And some of the things that we're going to have you put on the tree pretty soon are fish symbols, because those have a long, long history. And what they mean is not just fish, but that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is our Savior. You know, something occurred to me. And I've got another one over here. Well, no, do I have it over here? I've got it over there. Just a minute. Did I pick it up over there? What did I do? Oh, it's back here. I went to a store and got one of these. And you'll see these sometimes. This is something that you'll find on the back of some people's cars. And what it is a fish, like we had drawn down here, and what's inside of it is that secret coded word that almost nobody knows what it means, but you now know that ichthus means Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Savior. Now, I'm going to let somebody put this on. I'm going to tell you one more thing. I'm going to tell you one more thing, and I'm going to give you something. One kind of, you know, we've been working with odd symbols, Greek symbols. What about fish? You know, you can make something special out of this by noticing that this is F, and think of it meaning father, and S, son, or savior, father, son, and H for Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what about the I? Well, we say the Father is the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that's one of the things about the Trinity, that they're all God. The Father is the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, just an old word fish. And I'll let you put those up there, and then I'll give you something that will remind you of this so you can remember it. Okay?